Track 7. TV antiques expert Lovejoy knew the true value of an antique. But do we? Anthony Smith laments that we seem to have stopped appreciating our past.
There's a word that seems to have almost disappeared from our vocabulary, and certainly from our high streets. I remember back in the late 1980s and 90s that antique shops were everywhere. Every city had many, some hundreds like in London, and even small country towns had at least one. Not all of these actually sold antiques, pieces that were at least 100 years old, but many did, and it was a huge business. Then Lovejoy came along, based on the books by Jonathan Gash, a fabulous TV series, and, at the time, as informative as it was entertaining. In fact, I recently revisited the series and was surprised to remember the prices of antiques back in those days. Yet, due to minimalism and probably a rejection of things from the past, antique prices have dropped considerably. In today's money, the prices mentioned on Lovejoy would often seem extraordinary, and today's dealers could only dream about them. I was speaking to a friend the other day and just mentioned that he could buy a genuine Regency chair in mahogany for less than he'd pay for a modern pine chair at one of the furniture retailers. He couldn't believe it. But I was able to locate one, and he bought it immediately. What I found interesting was his reaction. Apart from disbelief that he could own a beautiful piece of handmade furniture with history and age for that money, he was staggered at the difference just this one piece made to his decor. This, I feel, is at the heart of what I see as a revival in antique pieces, particularly those of elegant line and proportion. Modern interiors often lack warmth. Yes, they may be painted in warm tones and have a neutral carpet, but somehow they lack humanity, that touch of something that links us to ourselves and our history as humans, sometimes not necessarily to our own cultural history. A TV provides great entertainment, but even when it's off, it is overpowering in most rooms. A black rectangle on a chest or even mounted on a wall, it dominates many rooms, yet gives nothing back in terms of decoration, whereas just one quality piece of antique furniture can truly lift a room, making it more homely and inviting. It's rare that someone walks into our room and says, "Wow, I love your TV." Yet it's not unusual for them to comment on an antique piece or certainly on a painting. In so many interior magazines and articles, we see that one piece sets the room apart. It may be a painting, it may be a piece of sculpture, and it can be an item of furniture. So much depends not on what it actually is, but on the quality of the piece. A quality item simply demands to be looked at. Yes, I know this may sound strange, but in a world of mass production and, frankly, banality, handmade items of quality simply shine. This is as true of craftsman-made contemporary items as it is of antique pieces. It's just that in today's world, pieces with quality, particularly antique items, have never been as inexpensive.